It is 5 PM, and we do have a quorum. So I'm going to call the meeting of the City of Riverside Board of Ethics to order. The first item on the agenda is oral communications from the audience. And seeing no speaker cards and assuming that our one participant in the audience is not eager to speak before us, we'll move on to the minutes of May 3rd, 2018. And I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Any discussion? Let's call the question. It is four and one abstention. And the abstention, because we have more yays, the abstention doesn't count as a nay, correct? Okay, we're fine. Oh, I didn't vote? Mine didn't go through? Oh, mine didn't go through, but I voted for him. Okay, sorry about that. Thank you for catching that. Next item on the agenda, please refer to the single-page agenda, not the one that we received at home in the mail, because there was one error on that one. It went out within minutes of, the new one was reviewed and approved within minutes of the initial one that we received. But it's to excuse the absence of Deborah Macias and David Sahovich from May 3, 2018 meeting. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay, we'll call the question. Okay. It was 5-1 abstention. No, you're going to be very helpful because the rest of the agenda items, I want to give you a report. Item 4 is a report from the Governmental Affairs Committee and City Council Actions. There is a report in your packet on page 27, I believe. I did attend that meeting and provided the members of the Governmental Affairs Committee with actions we had taken and recommended they approve them to go forward to the City Council. It was primarily information on both the rebuttal aspect of the hearing as well as examination of witnesses under direct and cross-examination. And there was some questions asked about that process. Our legal counsel was with me and he answered those questions, and so they recommended it be approved to move forward to the City Council meeting. It is on the agenda on the consent calendar, I've been informed, for July 24th, 2018. And usually consent calendar is heard at what time? 7?
7 p.m. Okay. The agenda has not published yet, so it may get moved, but it's unlikely.
I don't anticipate we'll have a lot of questions from the City Council, but I imagine that the one person who did speak in opposition to it, Mr. Hunter, will probably be there and register his objections again. Any questions about that meeting? It was very brief, and we were second on the agenda, so we had to wait a while, but our presentation was short. The next item on the agenda is initiation of complaints and process for complaints filed by Board of Ethics members. I ask that this be put on the agenda because I was asked to go and represent the Board of Ethics at a group called The Group. And it was a very good, positive meeting. I didn't feel uncomfortable. However, there were a couple people who raised some issues regarding concerns about what they perceived to be inappropriate or embarrassing behavior and actions by certain members of City Council and our mayor. And they asked if we as a Board of Ethics could file complaints on behalf of the city residents if we had concerns about those type of actions. And I really didn't have a good answer for them. I said, I imagine any citizen could file a complaint, and we are citizens of the City of Riverside. But I tried to put it back in their lap by saying, you raise the issue here, obviously you have a concern. You can go to our website, you can check with the city clerk's office. There are ways that you can file that complaint based upon your concern about what you witnessed or what you have heard. So I asked it to be put on the agenda because I don't know that we really need to do anything different, but I thought we should have a discussion. What would happen, should we be filing complaints if there are activities or behaviors or actions that bother us? And my philosophy is, if it bothered me and I felt like it met the essence of the ordinance, then I would file a complaint. I don't know that we need to have a policy that says that, but I wanted to have a discussion. You don't have to, just go ahead.
Oh, okay. I would say that it would be individuals. Same with the group. If that group said they want to file a complaint, I'd say you do it as a group of individuals, not as a group, as an entity. And I guess if one of us filed a complaint, we would just have to recluse ourselves from the entire process.
Right. I concur totally that my understanding of the ethics complaint process, it is individual. And so as a citizen, you have the right to file a complaint. But as a member of the body that is responsible for reviewing those complaints, you would have to recluse yourself from that process. And I don't see how if we as a body filed a complaint, then there would be nobody to hear the complaint.
And I did share with them that it was not a group, not the board's responsibility to police the city or police behavior, but it was more our responsibility to hear complaints and concerns. First of all, to determine if they even met the standard to be heard, and then secondly, to have a smaller body of the whole hear that complaint and make a decision in a public forum, with a lot of transparency. And they seemed to be okay with that. I mean, there were, Mr. Hunter was there, and of course he provided his perspectives. And there were a couple others who seemed to have had some issues prior to this board being approved and implemented. And I advised them that I couldn't respond to what happened before. We could only respond to what was happening while we were members of this board and going forward. Deborah.
I agree with everyone. I think if somebody sees something, then they should be the one to file the complaint. I mean, I can't imagine that after that, Mr. Hunter hasn't decided that he would like to follow those to funnel through him, and he'd, you know, be that body that files all the complaints, because that's really what we've seen. So I agree. I don't think we're a policing body. I think we're to handle them as they come in.
The other issue that came up is someone on that, a member of the group, asked if we could, as the ethics board, look into contracts and things like that. And I did advise them that's not our role, that's not our responsibility, unless that was a pertinent part of a complaint made by a member of the public against one of the officials who was permitted to be considered in our ordinance. And I did tell them it was only elected officials and it was members of boards and commissions. It didn't pertain to city employees or any other individual. So it was an interesting meeting, and they said they would be inviting us back.
Does the body ever meet on Fridays?
They met on Thursday, the Thursday at like 7 o'clock in the morning on the day that we meet usually. But they're off for the summer, I was told, so. I asked that, could the minutes reflect that we do have Mr. Sahovich with us also now. I asked that number 6 be put on there because I think sometimes we may be, or in the future, we may be getting each of us being asked to participate more in some of these forums. And I wanted to have a way back on our agenda, a standing item on our agenda that we could report back. So we didn't have to say, oh, I have a report, can we put it on next month's agenda? So if you don't mind, I use the prerogative or privilege of the chair to ask that be a permanent standing item on our agenda. If you have any comments or concerns, let us know now. Hearing none, we'll move on to item 7, which is Riverside Municipal Code, Chapter 2.78, Codes of Ethics and Conduct, and Chapter 2.80, Board of Ethics Review and Recommendations. That is a standing item on our agenda. And if there's anyone that has comments, concerns, there is no action item related to that for this meeting, but this is a time you can speak on your concerns or comments. Hearing none, we'll go to section 8, item 8. Items for future board consideration is requested by Board of Ethics members. We will have an item on our agenda for August related to the annual review. Colleen has already sent me out the request, and I've been to a couple board and commission meetings where they're talking about their feedback to us from their perspective of what we do and what the ordinance says. We probably don't have anything, but we will talk about it next month because we just finished that major review. However, there may be something that we didn't think about that you want to bring to us next month. So it will be an agenda item. Any other agenda items for August? We have to meet in August because by city ordinances, we have to have that meeting and that discussion. Hearing none, then I will say that we are adjourned at 5:11 p.m. to meet again the first Thursday in August at 5 p.m.
And you'll let us know if we need to go to the city when the city council meeting is firmed up.
It's firmed. It's just it's on the
date is firm. It's just whether or not some consent or discussion that.
Oh, okay.